At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome along to the Sports Show here on Tip TV. Wimbledon is our chosen subject today, and joining us on the line is the man who knows Wimbledon better than anyone else. It's Nigel Seeley. Nigel, good morning, mate.
How are you doing, Jay? All right?
Very well. Good weekend?
Yeah, excellent weekend, mate. Very, very good indeed.
Well, before we move on to Wimbledon, we should mention how well you did in the Copa America. You picked Chile on the show at the start of the tournament. You also had a bit of a blinder call in the final as well, didn't you?
Yeah. We had Chile. I thought the home advantage was going to be the determining factor, and it was. I mean, they had such a great route through to the semi-finals. You couldn't really see anyone stopping them in the semi-finals. And when they got to the semi-finals, that's when the expectations here of the crowd really start believing the tournament. They think they can win it. And home advantage in that sort of hostile atmosphere is absolutely crucial. And it was, it wasn't the final we were expecting. And usually in big finals like the Copa America World Cup, you never get the final you expect. So no goal scorer coming. We got that right. And yeah, it was a good tournament. It took a bit of time to get going. Obviously, there was a lot of shock results early doors. But ultimately, the cream did rise to the crop. And that was the final that everyone wanted to see, Argentina and Chile. It wasn't the glamour final that we want, but we don't care. We're on 9-1, no goal score. And we tipped up a penalty shootout as well. So, yeah, it was all good.
We're talking of shock results. Let's talk about Wimbledon now. Let's talk about the women's side of the draw. Seeds are dropping like flies. Serena Williams got pushed all the way. What have you made of the tournament so far on the women's side, we'll start with?
Well, I mean, Wimbledon, for me personally, has been one of my worst ever Grand Slams. I mean, it's been an absolute disastrous first week. I've had so many five-set games that haven't gone the way that I predicted. I've had my women's three tips all went out on a terrible Saturday afternoon. And I'm not so convinced by Serena Williams. I've just been on the phone with someone now who just said Serena Williams is a certainty. He must lump on Serena Williams. Well, if you watch that game against Heather Watson, she didn't look anything other than certainty, and Heather Watson should have beaten her. I know that seeds have gone out of the way, but that top half of the draw is tough. You've still got Maria Sharapova to come. You've got a dangerous opponent in her sister today. Her sister's beaten her last time they played. They played five times at Wimbledon. It's 3-2. So I don't think she's a certainty by any stretch of the imagination. The bottom half of the draw, really, to me, is where you want to be betting. I'd be putting the money, I wouldn't really know, actually, to be honest. We have lost a bit of confidence in the outright market. But in the bottom half of the draw, there's still going to be some each-way value because you can get half the odds and you're getting around 8-1, 10-1, some of these players to make the final. One thing I would say is I think the first week, the results suggest to me that these courts are a lot slower than your normal Wimbledon courts. So that's the why you see these clay court players like Muguruza beat Kerber. And I think it's a little bit slower. You know, Baczynski's doing exceptionally well as well. You know, she's a clay court player through and through. So your actual serve and volleys and your big servers in the women's draw haven't necessarily been getting the wins that they would be expected to do. So I think it's very up in the air. The question that really you've got to ask yourself in this women's draw is, are you a backer or a layer of Serena Williams? And I know the jury is really split on that. A lot of people think that there should be backers around that even money. I personally don't. I'm not convinced. I'm really not. I don't think she's still 100% fit. And I also don't think that she's played anywhere near what she can do in that game against Heather Watson. And that's a big worry for me. If I was backing the prices on Serena Williams to win it.
Well, let's look at Serena's game today against her sister Venus. I mean, Venus is playing pretty well, as you said, beat her the last time they met. There's also the sibling rivalry thing, which I imagine will improve Venus's chances somewhat. Do you fancy Venus to pull off a shock here, or do you think Serena will be just too strong and come through this one?
Well, I always had a theory of this years and years ago when the two of them were at the top of their game. I always used to think that the matches were predetermined before they took the call. I always used to think the father had a big influence on who would win the game. And I used to think that whoever won the first set would go on and win it. And that was when they were close. And I think if you look, sometimes the way it used to work, you know, this was Serena's time and this is Venus's time and this is Serena's time. And you used to see the body language of Serena and she weren't happy sometimes playing the sister. And I think sometimes there was orders being told. Now, I don't know anything about that, but that was just my interpretation of what I was seeing in front of me. And I still would never bet on this game because I just think that you know, when you play your sister and there's so much at stake, I think, you know, and your father's your coach and your mother's in your box and you, and this is a big family, I wouldn't really be rushing to have any bet on any outcome, and I wouldn't feel confident having a bet on any outcome. The one thing you've got to remember, these two sides, they play an awful lot. These two players, they've all played an awful lot of tennis. This will be the 26th time they've met. Serena Williams holds a slender advantage at 14-11, I think it is. On grass, they've met five times here previously at Wimbledon. It's 3-2 to Serena Williams. And I think this could go long. I mean, if I was going to have a very small bet, it's not a massively high conviction, Ben. It's not something that I would probably be backing myself. But I think Serena Williams might win this. But I think they'll give each other a good workout. Maybe over the games, over 21.5. And if you're going to go for a Serena Williams, instead of backing the 2-9 about Serena Williams to win this game, you can get around about 130 or win 2-1. That probably represents a little bit more value than her to win at the heavy odds on just to win the game.
Well, 2-1 Serena is where I've gone on this one. Let's go over to the men's matches now. We'll start with Ivo Karlovic versus Andy Murray. Andy Murray, the man that I tipped up on this show, on the Titan Bet show, actually, saying he would win Wimbledon this year. I think you're keen on Andy Murray as well. Has he done enough to show you so far to continue your belief that he will win the tournament?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but the thing is, it's going to be a very, very interesting second week, this, because the three top guns at the top of the men's singles at the moment are playing sublime tennis. I mean, Murray's playing exceptionally well. Djokovic is playing incredibly well. And Roger Federer is playing, you know, it's a renaissance the way he's playing. So he surprised me completely. This is going to be a test. I mean, this is going to be a real, real test for Andy Murray. I have no doubt about that. But he hasn't played him five times before, and he's won every single match. So Murray knows how to play it. We all know how great Karlovic serves is, and break points are going to be few or far between. But Murray is the best returner serve, I think, in men's tennis when he's on his game. The problem for Murray is that Murray always has a blip. Mm. He always has a blip. We saw it against Andreas Seppi, and this is going to be a real, real close game. It wouldn't be Wimbledon without us sitting here at tea time, you know, your mum watching. Now, this is the only time my mum watching any sport. She suddenly thinks she's a judge on tennis, you know, and things like this. And my nan used to watch it when she loved. And I could see a whole nation watching a real nail-biting match against Andy Murray. I always throwing it away. Will he, won't he win it? And I could see sitting here tonight till about 7:30 tonight watching this game. But I think Murray will have too much class against Karlovic. We know Karlovic has just got that big booming serve. We know what he's about. Murray knows what he's about. He's played him five times before. He's won all five. But again, he's 10-1 on to win this match, or 14-1 on, which is just ridiculous price. I'd be inclined to back Murray to win 3-2, which is, I saw 9-1 this morning. That looks a big price. I think that was with Boyle Sports. That looks a big, big price to me. But I think it'll be close. I think, you know, if you win it like over the games, or, you know, keep it quite tight, I wouldn't rule anyone out that. I think Murray will win. But I think this will be a real, real close game.
So Andy Murray to win, but a very close one. We'll go over to the next one. Roberto Bautista Agut. Try and say that again. Roberto Bautista Agut against Roger Federer. You say Federer's, in a sense, almost back to his best, and the best he's played in a while, it looks like to me. He should win this game quite comfortably, as the odds suggest, 19-1 on. Anything in there for Bautista Agut?
Nothing at all. No, nothing. I mean, this will be a pretty straightforward match for Roger Federer. The conditions have been great for Federer. The hot weather sort of helps his serve, you know. And if they go indoors, I mean, this is the big worry for Andy Murray backers, is that if we get a bit of rain next week and Murray meets Federer in the semi-final and it goes under the roof, then that's a different game entirely. So Murray backers will really want the weather to be good. Federer just surprises me week in and week out at every tournament. I mean, how he keeps going at his age 33 and top end of the game is just quite incredible. But he hasn't been tested yet. And when Federer is in a test, I don't like him over five sets anymore. I think he looks graceful when he just plays against the likes. He doesn't even move, doesn't even break sweat. But when he's up against the real top men's games, I still think he's just a little bit off the pace. And this game here shouldn't cause him any problems whatsoever. They've met twice before. Federer's won in straight sets on both occasions. I think they met in the US Open as well. And it was a really convincing win, I think 6-2, 3-4, something along those lines. Federer cruise through, and he will again. I mean, he's sublime on this surface. Bautista is good. Unlike many Spanish players, can play on grass, but there's a difference being able to play on grass and then coming up against the great Roger Federer, seven times Wimbledon champion. He's looking good. He's looking good, and I can't see anything other than a very, very comfortable afternoon's work for Roger Federer. But I think he might get on the court late, because I think them two games before might be last on. So when he comes on, I think he'll want to get off quickly, and I think he'll hammer Bautista Agut in straight sets.
Brilliant. Nigel, they're all the matches on Centre Court wrapped up. Thank you very much for your time, as always, and I'm sure we'll speak to you again during the week.
Take care, Jay. See you later, mate.
Thanks, mate. Speak to you later. Right, there you go, Nigel Seeley's thoughts on all of today's centre court matches at Wimbledon. Before we wrap up the show, let's have a little look at how we've been doing over the break that we've been away. We have got a few winners and a few losers as well. Not a great weekend for us here at Tip TV. We did have Barbados versus St Lucia on the Titan Bet show, a winner there. Not so brilliant on the horse racing show on Wednesday, but we did get a 4-1 winner from the couch. He is back in business and will be back on the show on Wednesday in the Gulf after our 60-1 winner last week. We will just ignore those results and move on to the next one. Here are Nigel's tips for today. We've gone for some score predictions today. It's Serena versus Venus. I've gone for Serena at 2-1 at about 100-30. Karlovic Murray, Nigel thinks will be a tight one. 3-2, Murray's gone. At 7-1, he also thinks playing over the games could be an option. Batista Gut versus Federer. Roger Federer should cruise through. As we always say, look at those stats. We don't mess around here on Tip TV. Thank you very much for watching as always. We'll be back with a sports show tomorrow, 10 a.m. for your finance, 11:15 for your sport. We'll see you then.